Hi, it's Charles McGilligan here from Maddlestrop Consulting. I was just keen to follow on from my previous podcast about the evolution of business development in professional services firms. I think if you look at some of the more trainee individuals now that are rising up to the top within kind of director and partners positions, the change in culture in professional services firms over the last 10 years has meant that some of these individuals haven't really got too much exposed to business development. The firms have really changed the way that they act internally and now expect many more people to do business development at such an early stage. Business development can be in two halves, in my opinion. First of all, just looking at the first part, would be to look at how individuals continue to build relationships with their current clients, providing good customer service and keeping clients happy with the most basic level of other service lines that could be offered. In my opinion, this is obviously part of the day-to-day job of any individual within a professional services firm. But secondly, really, is looking for other opportunities within that client where you could sell extra service lines into an existing client that is very happy with your core client base of service line. Also, obviously, firms very much now are looking for new clients, especially with much more competition from other firms. In particular, I'd really recommend junior individuals looking to rise to the top to work very closely with their marketing team. Look at potentially getting involved in presentations, seminars, any other potential in-house training schemes as well. Potentially, you could also look at building relationships with external networking groups, which I would highly recommend that you look to seek out locally within your own area. So, coming on to some other parts of business development, in particular, I think it's key that one of the biggest challenges people find when they look at business development is time. Not only do you have to do your day-to-day job of actually delivering the client work, but also focusing on business development. I'd really recommend that you focus on using LinkedIn and social media as part of your business development and Twitter in being able to seek out the individuals that you're looking to interact with. Technology has played a key part in new business development, and I'd highly recommend that you use this source initially in looking to make connections for future business needs. My second point would mean that actually you need to continually be out in the marketplace and talking and building with individuals in your respective firms that potentially could give you business in the future. Hopefully you find those two tips extremely useful, and I look forward to speaking to you again when I look at other areas within business development and professional services.